Hi guys, what is up? Welcome back to Apple Toss Penguin. See, the fact that I'm posting again means that I've been inspired in life. So that is good for me and y'all. And that means I'm not ghosting y'all for another year, which is good. Yes, we celebrate that. As I told you in the previous episode that a lot of people, actually I don't have a lot of people who are my friends now, but people in general, which is three, who are close to me now are people who I either met 6 years ago or who I met a year ago. And today on the podcast, we have somebody who I met exactly a year ago, or like, yeah, a week, give or take. And it was very unusual, our friendship as it progressed, because of people, places, things, situations, and whatever. And somehow, I do not know, we're here a year later and we, you know, we are our closest confidants, one of each other's closest confidants. And I feel like the word friend does not cut it for them, at least for me. I can't just define them as my friend. So anyway, on the pod today, we have somebody very, very close to me. So yeah, here we go.
Hi guys. So basically, I want to segue into the topic because I don't have much to talk about myself. And segueing into the topic, I was just showing Dan about, like, you know, that I have Heartless playing right now on my phone. But we are going to talk about the idea of love. Yeah.
Because
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, that is too much.
End of pod. But no, we were discussing, and she generously, very, very generously, after listening to my last episode, sent me a list. And so I get a text saying, I heard your episode. I slept while listening to it. That is one text. So I don't know whether, you know, the episode is being well received, or am I so boring that they slept listening to it. And then I get a list of ideas. And when I tell you also about this person, it is eerie how similar we are.
Yeah, very.
My mother was saying that it is creepy how similar we are. So just, you can imagine. No, you cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot, huh?
Because we look like we are mother and daughter.
Yeah, that is so true.
But we are each other's parents. That is a very complex relationship.
We have a very complex family dynamic. And we are not related by blood, by the way.
Yeah.
But we have the same blood.
But I can also, you know, take her surname.
Yeah, and you've taken. You've taken my surname. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, she's been adopted into the family.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
It's very complex.
Yeah. Anyway, coming back to our topic, we were discussing, and because she shares my opinion that people suck.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, people do suck. And you know, everybody is texting me after listening to the episode. Only about two things. Either people are like, yes, 95% of the boys suck. Or everybody's like, oh, you hate everybody. But bro, do you seriously hate me also? I'm like, don't ask me that question.
Yeah,
you
can't open the secret.
But something that I really like discussing with a lot of people, and this is like one of the things we've never discussed.
Because we are so broken because of the idea of love.
Which is the topic for today.
Which is the topic for today.
And I feel like, I feel like the way that we were raised by Bollywood.
Yeah.
So we were raised by these unrealistic expectations.
And standards.
Of love. And nobody, it's very funny to me that nobody ever tells you what love is. Because from your first memory, what is your first memory about love?
Oh, my first memory. Okay, so this is when I was like around 4. I was in preschool.
Huh?
And then my grandfather used to, you know, bring cabbage and carrot in his pocket.
So vegan of you.
So that I could feed the rabbits in my school.
Oh.
And you know, he just cannot bring that, but he knows that I love feeding the rabbits, and he used to every day bring the cabbage and the, you know, carrots and cut them into small pieces. And then I used to be very picky while eating things, and he used to bring like a boiled egg, and then he used to chase me around a park so that he could feed me.
Wow.
Because he wanted me to be healthy and sleep well, and you know, yeah, wanted me to have food inside my body. So that is something for me, love.
That is something that you drew up as a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Or as a 17-year-old, looking back on your 4-year-old self. I remember my first memory of a movie is watching Tara Rampam.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I loved that movie. I would cheer for Aarti. I would get up on my bed and jump. But I remember when, you know, she was playing hard to get, and then he was like, I'll chase you down the street, I don't care. So for me, I was like, what is happening? You know, this is cute. What is going on? And for me, that is when I was like, this is something, you know, it cannot just be. Because I remember Javed Jafri and Saif Ali Khan, and that is in my head friendship. And then there is family, that he's working so hard for his family. You know, or Shah Rukh Khan is love for me. You know, any movie, his eyes, his... And you can look at his face and you can make out what character he's playing.
Yeah, I totally agree, because Raj and Rahul are two different people.
And you know it by
but
the
you
look
know
at their faces.
That who is who.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, for me, love now as compared to what it was 10 years ago, what it was 5 years ago, what it was 3 years ago has changed so much. Because of people, because of experiences, because of, you know, learning how it's, what love actually is, you know, it's, what in your head is love actually? Why are we promoting movies here?
Love for me is, I think so, love is something that you go through or experience rather than it happens.
Yeah.
For me, like, I am experiencing, I am learning, I am getting to know you. So I am starting to love you. So for me, that is love. For me, getting to know someone in depth, getting to be with them, sharing things, grievances, you know, having trauma, having a lot of laughs, having the lowest and the highest days with that person or with group of people. But that never happens because groups suck and they leave you. But that is a different episode.
What? Hello? I'm not sure.
So,
beeped. Yeah.
What is love for you?
It's this, you know, again, what you said, that going through love. I feel like the deepest feeling that you can have for somebody is love. It's not just the flowery part of that person. It's like a rose, it comes with its thorns. So you can't just get away with it, you know. It sucks. Like for me, if you're in love with somebody, it sucks because it makes you helpless, you know. Like, you just love that person and you cannot help it anymore. Because in my head, if you love somebody, you can never stop loving them. I hate how commercialized the idea of love is now. Because I don't believe in love.
Neither do I.
It exists, but I don't believe in it.
I think so. We don't believe
in
love because the people around us have
Absolutely.
Taken love in, like, such a casual way.
And it has become commercialized and it's commodified something? Let
yes,
us assume it is
that
something.
Is, yeah.
Yeah. It has been commodified.
The utility aspect of love is
yeah.
low now.
You cannot go around throwing I love you at people.
But, you know, to be very honest, I was the kind of person who used to tell people, I love you. But then I used to regret it. But I have always loved people, and I have told I love you to people who I genuinely have loved. And I love you can be told to people in different intensities.
Absolutely.
But I don't think so people understand that.
Again, it's that conversation we were having that, you know, I-L-Y, I love you, the letter U, and I love Y-O-U. You know how that in itself describes how intense It is.
Exactly.
And that is a very Gen Z way of putting it. But it's true.
Because it has happened with us, like, yeah. recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, we used to write each other I-L-Y.
Yeah.
And then I-L-O-V-E and you.
Hmm.
And then randomly, I have been going through, like, the most shittiest days of my life. And then I just get a text from them that I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U. And I'm like crying. And it is like, I love you, bro. And I'm like, oh my God, is she okay or is she dead?
Dead.
Yeah, so.
That was my spirit.
But, you know, for people, that is not a big deal.
Yeah.
But for me, that was. Because it just felt that I ripped a skin off you. That sounds.
That is real. That is actually true.
And I can see what is underneath the surface.
And for me, that is people, you know, loving somebody. You see, you get to see the scars and you feel, or you see them as a real person and you take them in as a whole. That sounds wrong.
That's what she said.
What I had a very in-depth conversation about love with somebody because I don't believe in it. And there are a lot of people who believe in love. And a lot of, again, people who were raised by Bollywood and they were like, you know, but... You know, love. And everybody thought that I am cynical about love because, you know, if I was like reverse psychologying life into me finding love in life. But I honestly don't think that I will be able to find somebody and I will fall in love with them. And that will be a fairy tale. Not only because life isn't a fairy tale, but also because I feel like other people in life, and I'm not praising myself, but I just feel like people in general in life don't have the emotional capacity to feel something that deep anymore. But along with that, as I was saying earlier, that somebody told me that, you know, I will find love in my life and this and that. And then I started thinking that whether or not I've ever loved somebody. And then I started thinking that apart from my family, because this is something ingrained in us that, you know, you love your family no matter what.
But that is not true. That is a different episode.
That, yeah, that is just, that idea has been injected in us. And I agree that that's not true.
Hmm.
Because just because you share blood with somebody does not mean you have to love them. Apart from that, coming back, oh my God, we digress so much. For me, after I was done contemplating, I was like, you know, do I love my friends? Or we can call it like, whether platonic love or romantic love, can be differentiated or not.
That is the most toughest thing to do.
Absolutely. Because again, Shah Rukh Khan said, pyar dosti hai. Which I believe in. Because I feel like the highest form that I can give to a person is loving them as a friend.
The highest form I can give to a person is they know that I love them. Because there are people who don't know that I have so much of admiration or so much of respect and love for them. Like, they don't know how much I care about them, with what intensity again. And to be very honest, I don't want to show it also. But if you know that I love you that much, that is the highest form of love, in my opinion.
I'll tell you something. You remember last night I just texted you, sir?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask you.
That was like right after I sat, you know, I was sitting alone and I was, because we talked last night. And I was thinking, and I'm not kidding, I thought of you and I smiled. And every time that happens for somebody in my life, I know that they've become this indispensable part of my life. Or, you know, even if for whatever reason or whatever happens in life, because uncertain as fuck, sorry mom, if you are here, so if, you know, whatever happens, you will be a part of me, you know. And I was writing something for you. I wrote a long ass paragraph, but I was like, no, I'll keep it short and mysterious, you know. But then I did not text you. Because again, the only thing I've ever had personally are my words. Something that I have control over. And that is the only thing that I can give to people that I love. And again, because of how scarred I am by people and how scared I am because of that, I don't give it out so easily to people.
But then, in my opinion, I know it already. Because I want to. I want to, you know, place that. Myself on that pedestal.
I love that.
So I just know.
I love it.
Whatever you wrote. Okay. I just know it already.
Yeah, you're Illuminati.
It's next episode. It's just engraved in my heart. I just know it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Leaked text.
I am genius.
Yes, it's true.
You don't know I have a camera here installed?
Oh my god. If you leak that footage.
Oh.
Empires can come down. But anyway. Have you ever been in love?
Next question.
Okay. Again, segueing into the next topic is, you know, loving somebody and loving the idea of them.
See, now I can talk.
That is why I segue into the next topic.
If I... Okay. So, I think so. It is a very bad thing that is engraved in my brain that I can't fall in love before the age of 20. I don't know why.
I don't know. Health. There is no point. We have 3 years to go.
So
suck it up. So if, okay, hypothetically, if you find somebody,
that is the issue.
You know you won't.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, if you find somebody,
I already did.
That's me, by the way. But hypothetically, if you find somebody else, what are you going to do about it? Or are you just going to like subconsciously push them away?
Wait for 3 years to tell them I love you.
But see, one of our many issues. Why?
I do. Okay. So I have read somewhere and I know this is bullshit.
But you believe in it.
But I believe in it that there are three kind of loves that happen in your life.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah.
No, did we? But I know this. What is this?
It is the child wala thing.
Yeah.
The one you, that is very, you know,
yeah,
school and oh my
yeah,
god.
Oh yeah, I have that.
Chocolate.
I
love
chocolate.
You.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. Teddy's Day.
So I have had that.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
But it was very one-sided.
Oh yeah, I know this. Hmm. Yeah, I know this.
So, after that, I have never had the teenage high school love. And I have just skipped that phase. Hmm. So if I find that teenage high school love at the age of 20, I will probably, you know, unalive myself. So I think so. I have skipped that phase of the teenage love, so-called. So that is why I think that the third stage, that is 20s, I will find love then.
This is just made up shit that you made in your head.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm... Help.
I second that this is bullshit big time. But yeah.
But
yeah.
That also correlates with my very much like insecurity that nobody will ever love me.
Dude, same. I know nobody loves me. Like, I know this. And I know that nobody will... It's... See, again, deep-rooted problems. But see, again, the thing with us is, guys, you need to understand this before... I should have, like... given them a warning and disclaimer that every time we joke about like unaliving ourselves, we're not joking. We're joking, guys. You're deeply joking.
No.
And also we have very similar issues, so yeah. Just know that that's like context for all our jokes. But anyway, you're in love with somebody or the idea of them?
I think so, the idea of them.
Same.
Because after the whole situation subsided, I got to know the real...
Bitch, same!
Yeah, the real personality.
Same.
The real dark side of them. And I'm not saying that people should be all, you know, sunshine, roses. Of course, everybody has a bad and a good side to them. But that wasn't shown to me on a surface level.
Yeah.
So I just loved the sunshine, flowers. Oh, I miss you. Oh, you brought me chocolate. Part of that person. And I was experiencing this for the first time. And nobody was there to guide me. Because my entire so-called friend group, you know, left me in the dark because they were very unsupportive of whatever I was feeling towards someone else. And they did not like that I was having feelings towards someone else that were kind of in the romantic field. Which was, then I realized that people reject you for loving someone else.
Yeah. But yeah, the same thing happened with me. I feel like I loved the idea of a person because of some initial sunshine and rainbow. And again, you know, I feel like I manipulated myself or subconsciously, you know, triggered myself into thinking that if this person, you know, it's again, you know, sticking to the bare minimum. This person is asking me how I am. Oh my God.
They texted me good morning.
Exactly. They know I'm alive. Or, you know, it was sad. But now I can see through that person. And I'm still, you know, close to that person. But were they my first great love in life? No. But yeah, I did love them. And they were the first person that I ever loved. I feel sad that, you know, that I gave it away so easily. Or, you know, because again, I keep going back to the pieces of myself that I lost to other people. Because I can never gain those back. And you know, it's like how, it's like, and this is a very, very vile example. But it's like, sometimes we become this person or animal or creature who's just lying there. And there are people who come like hyenas and take pieces of you away. And you can't do anything because you're so numb and you're so taken aback and overwhelmed by the presence that somebody is interested in you, even though they're just here to take you away piece by piece. And that has happened with me, with you. And it's, again, I'm saying that, you know, it's how we're not taught what love is, that we mistake so many other things for love. We mistake people just existing and being present for love. And that makes me feel very sad. And
the whole, you know, lying as a dead body and the hyena example is something I agree. It's like, you know, people have seen figments of you, and that part of you will not be seen by anyone else. Because if I know for a fact that if I have loved someone, they have seen me in the most manic, in the most, oh my God, I love you side of myself, which I don't think so I'll be able to show it to anyone else. Because I had so much affection for that person that I left the idea of me being me for them.
Yeah, I 100% get it.
Like, I cannot be myself. I can be the version they like.
They like, yes, me through them.
And then I realized I am destroying myself for the version I like of them. But that's just very complicated.
I felt like, you know, how you were saying it. I felt like I couldn't exist independently without them, you know, or like their presence. And I was not a person by myself. Not physically, but like, you know, like the idea of me did not exist. And talking about the idea of me, I feel like the idea of love these days has been very broken down. You know, it's like a puppet show that is going on, and people are just using it to see what they like.
But like, we are not trying to be, oh my God, we're different, we're not like the other people. We are also part of this generation. And I think so. We have also caved many places and accepted that this is what love is right now.
That is exactly what we were talking about. Yeah, 2 months ago, yeah.
And it's just people have, well, I don't want to generalize, but like everyone right now.
I don't want to generalize, but everyone right now.
No, because like my mother and your mother was also saying that people don't have the capacity to have deep-rooted relations with people.
That's true.
I was talking about your mother and I said my mother. That is so fun. So our mother was basically saying that she was talking on the topic of friendship. But it is for love also that people don't have the deep-rooted connection, deep-rooted... I don't know, the intensity. I have used the word intensity like 50 times, so take a shot every time I say the word intensity. Intensity. Anyways.
And you're drunk now.
Yeah.
People are going to come for us and say that, you know, I love dating. Well, I don't date personally, but the idea of dating, okay, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can date someone.
Yeah, neither can I.
Because
I will be like... marry me.
So I was going to ring.
I had a feeling.
I love the concept of marriage. But we don't.
Yeah, I like. So this sounds so self-deprecating. But I love the idea of clinging on to somebody else.
That is fun. Yeah. We are doing that. Yeah. Right, like, now.
I will. I will. And I'm not a Taylor stan. But I will wear their initials on a chain around my neck.
Oh.
Like if I date somebody. I'm not joking.
Oh, that is new.
Again, not because he owns me, but because he really knows me.
Oh.
Yeah. See, again, also I read somewhere that, guys, if you ever get to know that I'm dating somebody, know that the guy worships the ground that I walk on.
Period.
Or I'm just going through something very dark and I'm destroying myself.
I think so. We need people to love us the way we love people.
Which is impossible. And I say that... because I've seen the way the way we love people with intensity.
Short.
you know, I'm not saying that people cannot date or, you know, dating is... I just feel like you cannot say
okay,
I love you.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah. But is there a difference between dating and what was the other thing that you were asking?
Seeing
someone.
There is no difference. Please,
what
somebody.
The fuck is that?
Okay, so I was talking to somebody and they're like, I've been in one relationship. I was like, cool, I've been in none because I don't like the concept of dating somebody. And they're like, oh, okay. So I was like, so, you know, how many girls? So I was just surveying and they're like, I've dated one person and I was seeing three people before that. Not simultaneously, but like in life. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is the difference? They're like, seeing is not dating. I don't
know.
What
is seeing? Shadi.com.
Apparently.
What is seeing?
So apparently seeing somebody is like you're dating, but it's not official.
So you can just say that we have casually dated people.
No. We are seeing.
What is seeing? I'm looking at you. Oh, we are looking at each other.
So
we are seeing
wait,
each other.
Wait. Going through Tinder is seeing someone then. If we are getting to the technical aspect.
Yeah,
I'm
so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying that you cannot say I love you to 8 girls in 8 months.
Okay. So, I am very intrigued by how quickly people propose people.
I don't get that though.
I have seen people propose people in 3 months of them knowing each other.
That is so crazy to me.
Bhul Bhulaiya. The first part. That guy met Avni.
Yes, that is. See, that is
in
why
America.
You need to know people.
And
because they end up being Manjulika.
And the psychologist knew more about the person's wife than the husband. And I personally feel that to love someone, you should take your time.
100%.
As much as we were saying 2 minutes ago that if we start dating someone, we'll just present them with a ring.
No, if I ever date somebody, see. One of my friends said that if you're not dating for marriage, you're dating for heartbreak.
Oh.
Which is true. Hypothetically, if I ever did, I will be with that person then. I will not be able to, you know...
I'm not saying... Yeah, that is
true. I won't be able to be casual. It won't be
I
casual
cannot thing. Do casual
What is
all.
Casual? I'm attached.
2 days of us knowing each other, I'm attached.
Proposing? So you meant proposing as in shadi or you meant like dating?
शादी
तो आई डोंट गेट भाई, व्हाट इज दिस
द प्राइम एग्जांपल, द भूल भुलैया एग्जांपल,
प्राइम एग्जांपल, यस वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट हिस्ट्री हियर,
भूल भुलैया,
टॉकिंग अबाउट द ग्रेट लीडर्स ऑफ आवर नेशन,
आई एम टेलिंग यू दैट इज कंसर्निंग,
आई अग्री, सी दैट इज व्हाई यू नीड टू नो पीपल, बिकॉज इफ ही वुड हैव नोन हर फॉर अनदर 3 months, ही वुड हैव नोन दैट शी हैड मल्टीपल पर्सनालिटी डिसऑर्डर.
द थिंग इज आई एम जस्ट सेइंग, एज आई मेंशनड बिफोर, loving is experiencing,
absolutely 100%,
and experiences take time.
Oh, also, since, oh, I forgot, I we had to talk about this, do you believe in love at first sight?
That is infatuation for me.
That is attraction.
That is like, oh
yeah, that's attraction. It's
that,
like,
is in, yeah, attraction, meet, sure. Hmm.
So, see, because you meat. Were you were being like...
M-E-A-T.
You are attracted by the physical appearance of a person.
Yeah, true.
There is no way in hell that you can be... That, you know, people say that I could see their soul through their eyes. Or I was attracted to their... What? No.
No.
And I read this that a psychologist... No. A scientist said that... There actually is something that is love at first sight, because your brain releases something, I don't know.
Dopamine.
Not dopamine. It releases something else. It's like a sexual thing.
Oh.
It's something, I don't know. She basically said that...
It's just like, I see someone, it's just
zzz. Zzz. Because your heart and mind are also zzzing with your eyes.
That is, wow.
So basically, heart, eyes and... mind are, you know,
connected at that
they're
point.
Connected and in unison, they're like, oh, I like what I see.
But that is crazy.
I don't believe in biology. This is too crazy for me. What is this?
I can't believe in love at first sight.
Yeah, see, same.
Because I am very old school love.
A lot of like old school love stories or movies or whatever the fuck. Love at first sight is an extremely popular trope. Everybody's like, pehli nazar mein aisa jadoo kar diya. But no. See, jadoo kiya. But those were hormones.
Coming back to Bhool Bhulaiya, the prime example.
Yes. The great leader.
He said to the psychologist, Akshay Kumar, that I saw her and I just knew it.
Which is impossible.
That is love at first sight.
That is impossible. That
and
is
then
no.
She ended up being Manjulika.
See, that is why.
I don't get it.
Adding on to that, now that we're talking about Bhool Bhulaiya, I feel like it's very important to talk about how love can lead to obsession, you know, or accelerate into obsession. Or how the first version of love is also infatuation. Do you believe, like, do you think that infatuation can turn into love?
No.
It's just a no.
No. Okay. Wait. I take my words back. I think so. If you get to know the person, then yes. But over time, I think so, infatuation just fades away.
Infatuation just stays infatuation and then nothing.
And it just turns into a lot of attraction, but not love.
It's like a physical thing, not an emotional thing.
No. This is my opinion. But maybe... things can change in the future when I turn 20.
Yeah, hopefully. See, the thing is, I believe that infatuation is definitely physical initially, because you're infatuated as a young person, obviously, right?
Yes.
But what if, imagine, you're infatuated with the right person. Like, imagine.
But when do we know that that person is the right person?
That when you fall in love with that person. Or like, I don't know, in movies, you know, there is a moment when you like, you know, in their eyes, you're like, this is that person.
But, you know,
I'm
people
just saying.
Fall in love with many people.
Yeah.
So everyone is right person for them.
I'm just saying, if you're infatuated to the right person, then you can fall in love with them, hypothetically, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But again, talking, this is infatuation to love. Now I'm talking about love to obsession.
Obsession is a very, very strong emotion.
It's like Joe Goldberg.
Well,
Yeah, I'm it is. Joe. I am. See, I'm Joe because of like the stalking aspect.
But I think so. Obsession to some extent is healthy.
Yeah, is obviously. It, is it bad see, to see say? No. The thing is, obvious. If you love somebody, you're obsessed with them. I feel like not like with full intensity, but like on some level, you need to be obsessed with somebody you love. Or isn't that love?
We'll never know. Like, obsession for me is something everybody takes it in a very negative aspect. Or in a very, oh my god, you're obsessed with me. And you're so self-obsessed. But you have to be at some point of the
100,
time.
If you are in love with that person is what I'm talking about. See, now, sticking their pictures on all of your walls and then, like, physically stalking them is not love.
That is...
is being in love with the idea of them. Which leads to obsession.
Which is Joe.
Joe, yes. Joe.
Joe wasn't in love. Joe was in love with the idea of her.
Of a woman. Yeah. And he fit all of these women in that frame. And that is why he was done with them. Because they weren't that person that he was romanticizing them out to be. Again, we are promoting a show. I feel like we've talked too much about Naam Mohabbat. Now, everybody's going to rethink before loving anybody. But yeah.
Nobody's going to rethink whatever we say.
Yeah, they're like, kya bakwas kar rahe hain? Why do you think they're so gyani and shit?
Yeah.
Also, I like talking in Hindi on the pod. I've never talked in Hindi on the pod, you know?
Yeah, I was very...
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to keep it.
Keep it. Can authenticity. I wanted to say ki you're promoting your culture, but that sounds so whitewashed. I wanted to...
What? Are my culture is well promoted. Thank
my
you.
My culture is Bollywood.
I don't know. Break into chahiya. But see, I feel like I've pushed the envelope of me keeping my identity and my language. Ho gaya. We are over that era.
Yeah, we are.
Ab ho gaya. So yeah, and also it is so funny that my brother came on the pod and he took my name.
Oh.
So everybody knows what my name is if they listen to that episode. So it's out there. I feel like after all this tippity on love, if somebody gives me the bare minimum, and I am well aware, I'm very self-aware, I'm aware of people, places, but if somebody gives me the bare minimum, I will cling on to that person. Because again, humans are social mammals.
But after some time, I will realize that was the bare minimum, and then I'll, you know, question my whole life, and then I will be depressed.
That is my entire existence in one sentence. But yeah, anyway, guys, if you're still here, thank you for being here, because it is insane that you're still here.
It is.
You deserve a medal.
Because we were done a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we're just like...
ho gaya yaar.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here. If you're still here, let me know if you want more episodes with... I'll just take your name. Should I take your name? With Batman, if I may. Ye hai Batman, main kya karu?
You guys don't know where I am or who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm Batman.
This is Batman.
So thank you guys for listening.
So yeah, guys, let me know if you want more episodes with Batman. Because I do. So let me know if y'all also want that. And take care of yourselves, and I hope and pray that everything goes well in our lives, Batman's life, my life, and your life, so that, you know, this can keep happening. And yeah, take care of yourself and pray that everything,
and if you cannot love anyone else, love yourself.
Let's just end it now. Bye guys.
Bye guys.